Well, and it's so encouraging to hear that they're starting to be receptive to this. And I know as a doctor and even as a nurse, you know, we are bombarded with information. I can't keep up with everything that comes at me. And I know I have many personal friends that are physicians, and they're just, they have things, books and magazines stacked up. So just on the print media alone, it would help them, much less any of the extras. And one of the things that I found so interesting, that this whole process will increase your awareness and perception, and it actually increases your peripheral vision by 220 degrees, and that helps your perception of the world, which is, it makes perfect sense, but we never think of it.
You're actually raising awareness levels some 7 to 10 times the norm in using this process and opening up into this part of the brain. That changes automatically your perception of things. When you're talking about 7 to 10 times increase in awareness, a whole world opens up to you that's always been there, but you simply haven't been perceiving and picking up on it before. With that taking place, also another thing happens, which I think is maybe the bottom line more important than maybe anything else involved in the whole process. And that is that you literally go through an increased level of consciousness that occurs, which allows you to go through a paradigm shift in thinking. You actually perceive things and look at things in a whole different way than you looked at them before, which allows you to take on the problems of today, which we've been trying to deal with by sticking Band-Aids on in the way that we've tried to solve these problems in the past, and today is much different than what we dealt with in the past, so it's just really not working. It's not solving the problem. It's just giving a maybe a little temporary solution. When you perceive things in a totally different way, you're looking at them at a different light, then all of a sudden you find the solutions that really are solutions. And I might just say this is quite a dramatic difference that takes place. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who was the Apollo 14 astronaut and the sixth man to walk on the moon, and also 22 years ago established the Institute of Noetic Sciences, which on a global basis studies the brain and its functions and abilities. Dr. Mitchell and his family all went through our course about 3 years ago now, and he got up at the end of our class, in the class he went through, and told the entire class this: the difference in perception was like looking back at Earth from the moon versus walking around on Earth trying to figure out what Earth looked like. So it's a very dramatic difference that you experience there.